Does would that be called a snaffle bit?
No, well, let's see. I don't remember what that was.
It's just a bit, bridle bit.
Yeah, that's all I called it.
Okay. And one other that I was into, number two here, would that be called a...
Chin strap.
Under that goes to cover his nose?
Oh, over his nose.
Would that be called like a nose strap or a nose latch?
Yeah, I never had that on my horse, strap, so I don't know.
Chin strap. There's a chin strap under that.
Okay, yeah. Number four, chin strap.
That'd
okay.
Be the chin strap all right. Underneath.
That's helpful. Mm-hmm. It just, I don't, most folks now don't know what all those parts are called.
I just can't already realize that people don't know anything like that.
Yeah, isn't that something? Yeah. Really is something.
But you get a bunch of little kids together and they're interested.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's kind of why.
It's good for them to learn that.
Well, that's you're helping us out here. That's what you're doing.
It's called a bridle,
It's good for them. That's you.
I wanted to ask you about, you mentioned the corrals for the horses and the cattle. What other kind of animal pens did you have on the farm?
Oh, yeah, sheep pens.
And what would you have called the place where you kept the hogs?
Oh, hog pen. That's
okay.
All I know.
And how about for chickens?
Chicken pen, yeah.
Chicken.
It was a chicken house.
Would you call it a coop ever? Chicken coop?
Oh, a lot of people did. Was just called it a chicken house.
Okay.
Generally, their little house and the roost in there, you know, and the nest. And
would a coop be something different?
No, a lot of them call them chicken coops.
Okay.
The coop, I always figured the coop was a little coop where you had little chickens with a hen.
Okay.
And that's what we called a chicken coop.
Okay.
Where they went in a little coop with their little baby.
Okay. And what would you feed the hogs out of?
Trough.
Okay. And what's the plural of trough?
What?
What's the plural of trough? If you had more than one, what would they be called? Would it just be...
Chaws.
Okay.
Chaws. More than one, yeah.
Okay. I'm wondering about containers that you would have used on the farm. I'm sure y'all had some kind of drums, tin drums or something like that.
Steel drums for gasoline.
Uh huh.
And oil.
Did you have wooden containers like that?
Had wooden barrels.
Okay.
Yeah, wooden barrels before they got the steel.
Is a barrel the same thing as a keg?
A keg?
Yeah. K-E-G.
A keg is a smaller than a barrel.
Okay.
I used to use a 5-gallon keg for drinking water in the fields.
Okay. That's, yeah.
Yeah. Put water in that and you call it a water keg.
I remember when I was little, one of the chores I had was to carry table scraps out to feed the hogs. And we had a name for that bucket. And I was wondering what y'all might have called it.
Flop bucket.
Okay. Now, what would you call a male cow?
Bull.
Okay. Did people around here ever, I'm wondering if people ever found that name offensive. Was that a name you could use around women? I know in some places.
When I was a kid, my mother, if I dared say.
Oh, they used to, some of the women years ago.
Really?
Older women years ago. They
ain't now. An animal.
Nothing now.
What would they have called it in the presence of women?
An animal.
Do you ever call it a gentleman cow?
Well, I might have called it a gentleman cow. I don't know, but
no,
I never did.
It was an animal, and my mother never used the word bull.
Now they do.
Okay.
Isn't that funny?
And that is funny. Now, that's one of the things that I'm, you know, we're interested in, is those kind of...
Stallion, you used to call them stud horse.
For horses?
Stud horses? No,
well,
no, they call them stud horses.
We
used to call them
stallions.
So they don't use the word, they didn't use the word stallion, they'd use the word stud horse.
Yeah.
Okay. And a female, if you had, a bull is a male, a female would be a what? Just a...